For a little less than a year, Adam John Halverson and his girlfriend, Angela Del Castillo, have been living in her white minivan on the streets of Southern California. Inside, the van is filled with clothes, books, and toiletries. Instead of a back seat, the couple have a sleeping mat. From the outside, the Toyota wouldn't stand out in the rush of LA traffic.
We know how to blend in. Just don't look homeless, you know?
Cars, vans, and campers serve as home to more than 8,500 people in Los Angeles County. The city recently cracked down on living in cars, making it illegal to sleep in your vehicle overnight in residential areas. Halverson and Del Castillo drive around constantly to avoid citations, safety risks, and scrutiny from neighbors. The anxiety has taken its toll.
Like, trying to go to sleep, but you can't fall all the way asleep because if someone comes or you're not supposed to be wherever you are, like,
a bad neighborhood.
It's just like, yeah, runs your mind, runs into your inside, like everything.
Halverson was a combat engineer in the Army in the 90s. He spent some time in prison after his service, but he is eligible for VA medical benefits. That also means he can spend the night on the West LA VA campus in its new safe parking lot. The pilot program provides a security guard and portable bathroom for veterans who sleep in their cars. Del Castillo says it's a major load off her mind.
You don't have that anxiety of someone's going to knock on the window and say you got to leave, or you're in trouble, or anything. Or they've given us a bathroom, which is so awesome.
The VA says its goal is to keep homeless vets safe while also helping them connect with services and eventually get settled in permanent housing. Heidi Marston is the Director of Community Engagement for the West LA VA.
How can we possibly expect folks who are living out of their cars to want to engage in services and to want permanent housing when they don't even know where they're going to lay their head at night? So this just takes one piece out of that very complicating puzzle for them.
VA officials say they know the parking lot is a less than ideal solution, but in a county with just under 5,000 homeless veterans, it meets an immediate need. Permanent housing will take longer. The VA has been ordered to build homes on its West LA campus as part of a settlement in a lawsuit by disabled and homeless vets, but construction has been sluggish. So far, the VA has opened just 54 apartments with plans for 120 more units within 2 years.
So the conversation was really, what can we do to address the needs of our veterans right now until the housing gets built?
Even before the safe parking program was hatched, the West LA VA campus had become a popular spot for people living in their vehicles. On a recent visit, I counted more than a dozen RVs scattered in several parking lots. Marston isn't sure if the people living in them are veterans or other homeless Southern Californians taking shelter from stricter parking laws. And that's a problem. There's no way to confirm they're getting medical and mental health care.
So it's great to park in your car or your camper up on the North Campus somewhere, but if you're never leaving it and you're never engaging, we can't help you.
They'll be encouraged to join the Safe Parking Program if they're VA eligible and can pass a sex offender screening. Back in his van, Adam Halverson tells me things are looking up. He's got a job interview lined up.
And I need a dress shirt. We gotta get a good dress shirt.
He also has a government voucher in hand to help him pay rent. He and his girlfriend are looking for an apartment. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman.